so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
One day I should become a singer with a Spanish bum who sings for women of great virtue. I'd sing to them with a guitar I borrowed from a coffee bar. Well, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. My name would be Antonio, and all my bridges I would burn. And when I gave them some, they'd know I'd expect something in return. I'd have to get drunk every night and talk about virility with some old grandmama who might be decked out like a Christmas tree. And though pink elephants I'd see, though I'd be drunk as I could be, still I would sing my song to me about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute, in a stupid-ass way. And if I joined the social world, became procurer of young girls, then I would have my own bordellos. My record would be number one, and I'd sell records by the ton, all sung by many other fellows. My name would then be Handsome Jack, and I'd sell boats of opium, whiskey that came from Twickenham, authentic queers and phony virgins. If I had banks on every finger, finger in every country, and all the countries ruled by me, I'd still know where I'd wanna be. Locked up inside my opium den, surrounded by some Chinamen, I'd sing the song that I sang then about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute, in a stupid-ass way. Now tell me, wouldn't it be nice that if one day in paradise I'd sing for all the ladies up there, and they would sing along with me, we'd be so happy there to be, 'cause down below is really nowhere. And if my name were Juniper, then I would know where I was going, and then I would become all-knowing, my beard so very long and if I became deaf, dumb, and blind because I pitied all mankind and broke my heart to make things right, I'd know that every single night. When my angelic work was through, the angels and the devil too would sing my childhood song to me about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute, in a stupid-ass way.
Olay!
Olay, Fabio!
That is the craziest song, man.
Dude, you beat me soundly. You beat me soundly today, I got to admit.
I love that that Scott Walker track. It's a Jacques Brel tune that he had. I think he actually had the lyrics, you know, transcribed into English. And, he did a bunch of Jacques Brel songs.
He did a shampoo ad, Jacques Brel did.
Oh, God.
Jacques Brel.
I'm so glad this is over.
For Jesus. Prel, remember?
Yeah. Hey, Clay Pigeon, man, you pulled it out today. I'm really happy you came out and did this. It was
Next
it's always
time,
fun
man.
With you.
Next
man.
Time, dude.
Next time. There's always a next time with you.
Stay in your lane next time. You're in so much trouble.
My lane.
I veered into the rock, and it was my undoing.
Well, we were going to do the singles, but you didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I had to dig around that dirty old box. You know, play those singles, it's like you come back the next year, it's like you're playing the same ones.
Well, you are.
I'm not great digging
There's a
anymore.
Whole library out there.
Yeah, but I got time for that.
Oh, you don't have time.
I mean, I got my own
clay
library.
Pigeon
I
doesn't have time.
I got my carefully curated home library.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we have to say goodbye now.
I love you, man.
Thanks for coming out, really, man.
Did you do the legal?
No, I'm going to do it right now. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks, everybody, on the playlist. Thanks for listening and for pledging, especially everyone who's pledged. That's really great of
I think
all
you got a stretch. You maybe have crossed your line, and now you got a little stretch action going. So Fabio's going to need your help this week. Keep pledging for him.
Something
you know,
happened where the numbers kept going up. I
dude,
don't know
you're such the real deal. I'm really honored to be here with you.
Oh,
I make a lot of jokes, but, man, I look up to you so much, Fabio. I've learned so much
nonsense.
From you.
You're,
not enough.
You're
obviously.
The heavy hitter here, not me.
That Meshuggah, the Meshuggah, that's the one. That,
oh, you're
that's
gonna
the
worry
one I'm
about
go
this
home
nonsense
and,
now.
And we
got to say goodbye. Miracle Nutrition is coming up immediately.
Hardy White.
I'll see you soon. Okay,
okay man.
We'll hang out. All right. Take it easy. Bye.
See you in the morning, everybody.
Bye.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. A fact that always surprises me. And what I'm surprised by even more is that wonderful friends like you are joining me here on the radio to have a little fun, to while away the time, to while it. I have so much time. I need to get it, a lot of it off of here. And I was led to believe that whiling would be an effective method. So teach me how to while, Hardy. I will. I will in a while. Excuse me. Check, please. Can I get a check, please? Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah. Check. Can I get the check? Can I have a chance? Get a check, please. Bop. Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah, check please. Can I get a check please? And have a chat. Check please. Excuse me. Can't hear me. Oh, I got an idea. Check please. Thank you. Check please.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I know. It was very loud in here. I'm sorry about that. And I should know it when I come to Foley's Cafe, or whatever you want to call it. Oh, my goodness. Hello, friends. This is Hardy White. If life was just so easy and we could turn out or off or on or off, all that background noise that is in our lives all day long, it's just a lot of background noise. And whether if you have a fader or something, you can bring that track up or down, that's fantastic. But a lot of us are not recording that way. And it might as well just be on one track. We're out there. It's like we got a mini tape recorder, like we're the FBI agent on Twin Peaks. And we go around our lives with this mini cassette recorder saying, hey, Diane, I'm in some town and I'm going to get a hotel. And then I'm going to have some just me time, self-care at this hotel. And I hope they have a tub. That'd be lovely. And if I'm in the tub, I just want to make sure there's no sort of like I'm not going to get any scary visitations. Because a lot of times in the Pacific Northwest, visions will come to you. I remember I was staying for a while in a campsite, and it was they were out of cabins, and they said, well, we have a vision pit. And I said, well, I don't know if that would suit me. That's not really my culture. And they said, well, anybody can use this. This is a non-denominational vision pit. And I don't know why they call it that. It's a pit. People go in it. They have visions. Do we know why? We think it's the mold on the wall that it has, like, it's like ergot on wheat or something. It triggers a hallucinogenic response. Now, they did not say all this in the brochure. So I checked into this place, got into the vision pit. I am halfway through the night. I don't want to scare you. This is a tall tale. When I get too enthusiastic about selling a lie, boy, my conscience just kicks in. Not that it's not there all the time, but it isn't. And sometimes it comes back. It's, wait a minute. It's like been out to the store. And it comes back, and you might as well have had Cat in the Hat over. But the Cat in the Hat that doesn't know thing one and thing two, who are the service master of children's stories. Let's say he doesn't know them, though. And I said, I was very scared of any characters in children's TV or any kind of sitcoms or television show where there's a character that couldn't control his rage when a child did something. This is mainly my beef with Dennis the Menace's neighbor. Granted, I don't know if you've seen this. What is Dennis the Menace? This is an actual show that was on before my time even. And the child had antisocial behavior, like borderline personality. I don't know. They were without a conscience. It was like one of those, like a demonic child. Blonde. I know that's probably not, I don't mean to be, but it was one of those, like the kid, he had a blonde bowl cut. And I feel like that's trouble. It was when I was a kid. You go, oh, look at this kid. So he was terrorizing a neighbor. And I don't know, they wouldn't side with the adult. And he would knock him off of ladders. Or he would, I have memories where he's shoving a sharp pole right up in, like goes through him or something. I don't know. I mean, the man was, and he'd be like, oh, Dennis, like that. And he'd stroke out sometimes. Well, I got that, Dennis. And then subsequent episodes, he was like Floyd the Barber. Couldn't even say, oh, Dennis is a bad one. Okay. Ooh. Like that. Oh, my goodness. That boy did that to him. Now, nobody did that to Floyd on the Andy Griffith Show. I almost said Andy Kaufman. That he is not. That's a different Andy. And I talked about Andy Griffith last. Now, I have something really incredible planned for now, and you don't even know what's going to happen. I should give you a heads up. I'm about to play for you probably one of the greatest things that you have ever heard. It is the wonderful television show. Now, this is some vintage stuff that I have found. Vintage television show. Nostalgia alert. Nostalgia alert. Nostalgia alert. And it's called Sazy the Clown. Sazy the Clown. Sazu's Circus. And it's spelled Z-A-S-U, but it's pronounced Sazu. And Sazu the Clown is just fantastic. He's not Bozo. Now, why you go out of your way to say somebody's not Bozo? Well, because that's an example of a clown for children that was also TM, trademarked and jealously guarded by those who made money off of it. And so it's not enough that this character is loved. You can't say the name or reproduce it or anything like that. So imagine having something you love that you can't make an image of. Well, that's a lot of religions have that. Go, oh, I know you love God, but please, no drawings. But this is different. So this is different. So let's say you really say, oh, I can't. I would love to put Homer Simpson on everything. Well, you probably could. And you could probably dress up at a con or something. But this is different. This is the first sort of like ownership thing. I think you could even go around saying you were Hamburger Clown and everybody would be better with it than if you said you were. Now, I don't know if this works for other characters. If everybody's going around saying, you can't say you're Captain Kangaroo or sue you. This guy's saying he's Mr. Rogers. I saw Tom Hanks trying to pretend he's Mr. Rogers. Woo! Let's see if I know anything about Miss. Let's look at Mr. Rogers' children, see if they have anything. Oh, they're different. So he's just pretending. I guess he was doing it for a movie. Oh, my goodness. And a lot of times we pretend we're someone we're not. How many times, friends, do you get up in the morning and believe that I am some, not I, me, you, me, you're saying this. I'll do it in your voice.
Hey, I get up in the,
this is you.
I get up in the morning and I feel like I put on.
I'm going to do it in a more normal voice. So, you, I get up in the morning and I feel like I'm putting on a clown face or clown suit to go out in the world. And I'm their clown. I feel undignified. And that I have a perform that I'm an entertainer. Not in a good sense. Like, well, I mean, maybe there is no bad sense. That I'm an entertainer. But maybe I'm just shoveling the elephant poo at the circus. And, you know, people ask me, you know, why don't you just quit? And I go, you know, and leave show business? No. So maybe that's what you're saying to yourself. Say, but I don't want to dress up like a clown anymore. And I don't even know what that means. Maybe it is your job to dress up as a clown. And you wonder, we have to expand the meaning of that, or there probably be laws against them. But you say, no, clowns are also like, you know, there's clowns that don't use the makeup or anything. And then you go, okay. But, and sometimes if somebody is real, if their humor is really broad or physical, say they're a clown. Or if they're doing a kind of hip-hop dance, you know, sort of a West Coast hip-hop dance, like a crumping kind of thing, that would be clowning too. So there's, gosh, different ways to do it. Now, I want to share with you this show, though, that I've produced with my friends. Why'd you produce it with your friends? Well, I just couldn't work out the particulars with my enemies. I was getting together with them, and I'd say, hey, at the production meetings, it was always the same, what's in it for me? My enemies would say, and I'd go, oh, you know, I don't know, Sinister Al, and...
you know, you better be, this better be good.
Like that. That's Sinister Mike.
You better not fool us.
Sinister Larry. So, why do they all call that? Because they're in a band called Sinister. Not because they're particularly scary or anything like that. Oh, my goodness. There was a fella in my hometown, recently deceased, though, and his name was Hated Eric. And they just called him that, and he wasn't hated. They call him that because he was in a band called Hated Something, Hated Kids or Youth or Hated Youth, maybe. That's good. Y'all can use that now because, like I said, I think he passed. So that's a real person's name you're saying. I didn't say his last name. Now everybody from a certain town's going to know. I'm going to tip my hat to him. I'm holding up my, I don't know what he used to hold up, but I'm holding it up in solidarity, and we all miss whoever's gone, and we wish we could bring back all the dead, but not housing-wise, or anything, really, resource-wise. That'd be mixed news. Attention, everyone. The dead will walk, and be not like zombies, say like a zombie, oh, the dead are going to walk the earth again. No, you won't know. It'll just seem like Tokyo or something. They're going to walk. They're just going to be live people, not zombies, just their back. Just like everyone, it's like Shibuya Crossing everywhere. And that's just because the dead are back. But it's so nice. It's lovely to have them back. And I will trade not being able to get a reservation at certain restaurants with having my granny back. Well, not really. Some of them I don't want my ancestors back because I don't want to see how they vote. And they can, you know, it's stay in the grave where I can revere you. And then you come back again. It
turns out I was a horrible person. Look at me.
It could be.
I believe, you know what I believe?
So I didn't know that, ancestor.
Yeah. You want to hang out?
You know, maybe we should hang out and I'll be a good influence on you. Why do I want it? My goal as a living person is to haunt the dead. I like to go and go up to the dead and haunt them and say, hey, instead of your crusty old nonsense, how about you be scared of me? I have a standing, this is a standing challenge. And on radio, a lot of times people are blustering. I'll go ahead and do it. I feel highly of myself. I challenge anyone out there to any dead to a fight. I will fight the dead. Not their words or anything. Say, oh, well, I represent some philosopher. That's not like that. It's got to be a body. I'll wrestle preferably a skeleton. Because it's just for easier to me for some of the moves if there's no more connective tissue. So not one of them skeletons that's been put back together for medical demonstration purposes, but like just a box of bones. And I will kick it. I'll kick it all over the ring. Man, I'm not even afraid. And it's willing to do a lot of risky stuff. Like I wrestled a skeleton one time that was willing to drop from like three stories up. Boom. And then I stapled stuff to its skull and broke my stapler. So kids, don't do any of these things. But I want you to feel good, like something's been made for you. And I've made this special clowny, because I know y'all love clowns. So here's my special clowny show, just for you.
WFMU East Ends, Channel 9, Jersey City.
From Jersey City, Sezu Circus is on the air. Starring Sezu, the famous clown. And Butchie, the other clown. The Flute Man puppet. Mr. Pencil, juggler of pencils and nuts. The Sezu Circus Band and me, Lou Register, your circus master. And executive producer, showrunner, sound designer, and director. And of course, our cast of what the fire marshal says has to be 123 people. Hiya, kids! And we're happy to have you at home, too, joining us. Join us every day, all day in New Jersey and around the globe for Sezu Circus. How do y'all feel today, kids? Well, let's ask Sezu how he feels.
How you kids feeling? I know how I'm feeling. Yeah. I'm feeling funny. Feeling kind of funny today. I'm feeling kind of funny today. My outlook is steady. My number twos are running, but I'm feeling kind of funny today. Oh, you kids, a bunch of poopy heads.
You poopy head.
I don't mean it. I don't mean it. You guys are great. You get me.
Hey, Sezu, shake my hand.
Okay, Butchie. Oh, what was that?
Fooled you. That was my joy buzzer.
Oh, that was no fun.
Well, it gives me joy.
Hey, what are you guys doing over here? I heard Sezu yell.
Oh, Butchie just zizzed me in the meat hook.
Butchie, are you using that joy buzzer again? I thought we agreed no more practical jokes.
Yeah, but this is different. This one is modified to generate electricity, which then feeds back into the city's power grid, helping reduce the planet, etc.
Oh.
So Sezu is being selfish not letting me zap him with my joy buzzer.
Oh, but it stings.
When I get too many shots at the doctor, she says instead of using your arms, you want them in your butt cheek?
No, I don't want to be joy buzzing the bottom.
Butchie, is there a way to modify a whoopee cushion so that Seizu can still use his bottom to help the planet? I'll work on it.
While you do that, we're gonna watch a cartoon.
Places, places, everyone. Where is Seizu the clown, the star of my movie? I need him now, next to the old mill.
I'm ready to be at the mill, Mr. Fine Close-Up.
This is the most important scene in the film, Seizu.
Gotcha.
The one the whole story depends on.
Roger.
If you fail, the whole project fails and we all fail and are doomed.
Now, hold on a second. I'll do my best, but I'm not very good at the serious stuff.
You are at an abandoned mill, and you are crying out for water. Water, water.
Water, water, got it.
You are dying of thirst. Places, ready. Stand by, Seizu.
I'm ready.
Action. What's wrong?
Shall I go? Sorry, in rehearsal we were saying go.
All right then, go.
Go what? Now?
Yes, go now, we are rolling.
Oh, okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm so thirsty, I'm so thirsty. I must have water.
Well, there's the famous actor, Seizu the Clown. He seems to be dying of thirst. I'll throw this here bucket of water on him.
Water!
God, God, what was that?
I saved you, Mr. Seizu.
Thanks. I was dying of thirst. I'm sorry. I don't know my next line because this guy wasn't in the version I learned.
He's not in my movie. Who is this man?
Wait, wait. I have an idea to make the film better. Are you ready, everybody? Action.
I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I must have water.
I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I must have beer.
I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I must have diabetes.
Hey, do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to play the bucket game, where a lucky child gets to play for fabulous prizes. Let's play the music, or we'll pick the contestant. Okay, this young lady.
No, pick this kid here. He's breaking my heart. He looks like Clint Howard.
All right, he looks a little young, but okay. Come here, kiddo. Now go with Seizu.
No, I'm Butchie. That one's Seizu. The one with the ball and the bucket. Come here. Okay, so you're gonna throw this little ball in that bucket there, and if you do, Butchie, tell him what he wins. He will win the Excelsior Expedition 3 Dracos, and I don't know what this is. It looks fine. Okay, it's some cool game or toy. And all you have to do is take this ball and throw it in there. Okay, don't let it drop yet. All right. Take it from my hand. No, take it out of my hand and hold it. Okay, no, hold the ball, not my hand. Okay. All right, hang on. Okay. Now hold the ball. Good. Now, toss the ball in the bucket. You didn't aim it or anything, though. Okay, so this time, so hold over the bucket. Just go ahead. Let go. Pry his fingers off of it. Just let go.
Knock it, like hit his hand.
Just let the ball drop into the bucket. You know, I think he just wants to have the ball. Can we just give him the ball?
Yeah, this prize isn't age appropriate anyway. He looks like he still chews on junk.
Okay, well, you want a ball, go sign the tax form.
Bambi's Dream Police Headquarters is yours to explore.
Book 'em and throw 'em in the can.
Pretend you run your very own law enforcement agency.
I'm forever typing up reports. They call this police work?
Decorate your precinct. Customize your squad.
This cell is pretty.
Bambi's Dream Police Station and Dream Big House sold separately. FMT Thursdays got a lot going on. Jimmy and Roger aren't the only new parents in Rockledge, and that can't be good for business.
These are not all our babies.
The Mango Express only has one captain, and Pinto ain't it.
Pinto, stay in your lane.
I'm sorry.
And there's nothing groovier than record factories, and Max is the grooviest record producer at Platt's Brewery. How am I not famous? All this and more on FMU Thursdays. It's gotta sting.
It's time to play Seizu's TV Boot. We reached into the boot barrel and pulled out a name today, and that name is Francine Galton, and she's 9 years old from Kearney, New Jersey. Are you out there, Francine?
Yes.
Just for playing Seizu's TV Boop, you'll receive a radio shaped like a grape from Shapiro Electronics and an investment game from Parker Brothers, just for playing. But if you boop 5 beeps, you'll also win a bunch of Schweppes. And if you get 11 boop beeps, you'll win a Sanda bike with knobby tires, sissy bar, and a banana seat. You all set to play?
Yes.
You hear and see me okay?
Yes.
Okay, just say boop good and loud into the mouthpiece of the telephone when you see the boopy womp. You have 30 seconds. Go.
Boop. 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 Boop.
I think you got like 8 or something, so you get the soda. Thanks.
Mmm, cereal.
Who are you?
I'm Babuzz, the Crushed Nuts Butterbee. Here to remind you that crushed nuts is a great start to the day. It's a healthy and nutritious way to give you the energy you need to win your big sports team game today.
I like the way it tastes.
Its Crunch-O-Rama Deliciousness Nut Bag is so packed with flavor, you'll lose your balance.
Watch out, little guy.
Oh, saved by my crushed nuts again.
Crushed nuts is a delicious part of a nutritious breakfast.
Hey, Seizu, I'm going to use the toilet.
Okay, Butchie, don't fall in.
Very funny. Where's the newspaper? I can't do my business without the business section. Man, will you look at this? This article says a guy fell in a deep well and had to be rescued. A first-person account. I love reading out loud first-person accounts of dummies being rescued. But not on the toilet. That's for reading about the stock market. Instead, I'll sit over here in the dressing area, which is around the corner from the toilet, and read this story of a guy in the well out loud in a big, strong voice. But also, I'll be drinking my coffee from my favorite mug. Let's see. I found myself next to a well and tumbled in.
Help! Help, I yelled. Hey, that sounds like Butchie. He must be having potty problems. Been there. I'm coming, buddy!
I have fallen in and can't get out.
I knew it. Wait a minute. I'll get a rope.
I considered my circumstances and decided to yell even more. Help! Help! Hurry, save me! I might drown!
Keep treading water, Butch. Keep your head above water, making a wave when you can.
I see the rope you were lowering. I will grab it.
No, I haven't lowered it yet, but yes, that's very prophetic. So when I do lower the rope, you grab it.
I see the rope.
You see it? I'll lower it even more.
Lower.
I'll lower it even more.
I've got it.
Okay, I'll pull you up.
Oh, but now I've slipped off.
Oh, well, I'm going to give up now and say Kaddish. Guess I need to find a minion.
Don't give up.
Okay. Try one more time, Butchie.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, Butchie fell in the toilet. I told him not to, but his tushy is so narrow. It's too narrow.
Yeah, you should get a Turkish toilet so we can squat.
We really should. Oh, Butchie, you're alive!
Yeah, I was doing the trapped in a well gag just over there.
Oh, I thought you were dead.
Nah.
Probably shouldn't have called your mom. You what? Don't holler. Imagine how excited she'll be when she finds out you didn't drown in the commode.
Say so.
Hey, while you were down there, you didn't see Fluke Man, did you?
I was never down there, no.
Okay. We were supposed to have a meeting, but... Oh! Hey, there he is. Hey, Fluke Man. How's life in the sewers? Oh, I guess if that's your thing. I was wondering if you could give the boys and girls some advice on what to flush and what not to flush. Ah, that's good advice. No Bambi shoes from your Bambi doll, or spoons, or large bags of rice. That's a no-no, kids. That's right, Fluke Man. It helps keep our sewers unclogged and moving our poop out to sea where it belongs. See you later, Flukey. Sorry, Fluke Man. Okay, no nicknames. I got it. No big deal. Drop it, Fluke.
Man, there's nothing more tender than a belly full of sunshine gravy soda. It's like a cool July breeze on a warm September day, all rolled up in a dew-covered sparkle cloud of long, dusty tree-lined dirt road to right back where you came from. And when you do, you'll let out a great big lemon-lime cream sigh and contented head shake and shiver like someone airwalked over your empty grave. Brother, I'm telling you, Sunshine Gravy Soda hits the spot that the longest big cola don't on a good day.
Sunshine Gravy Soda, it's a good drink.
Welcome, welcome, Zasu.
It's pronounced Seizu, but everyone makes that mistake.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Seizu. I am glad you are here and available to clean my laboratory. You do clean more than just clowns.
Oh, we don't really clean clowns. When we say clown cleaners, we mean we are clowns. In the same way that when carpet cleaners say that, they mean that they're actually made of... I don't know, man. What do you need cleaned?
I just need the place tidied up while I tend to my animals. You also have a zoo, am I right?
I don't know if you're right, but no, I have a circus. We do have some animals, but they work there, and they get paid. More than I do. And some are even on the board of directors, which I inexplicably am not.
Well, please be careful of my delicate instruments. And please, never touch that radio receiver. It isn't what it seems.
Is that a picture of Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet?
Yes, but now, never touch that radio.
Wow. Steve Lawrence. Signed and everything.
All right, well, goodbye.
Bye, Professor. Hey, is there anything I'm not supposed to touch in here? Aw, he's gone. My only memory of Steve Lawrence is I remember not having one. Oh, gosh, I'm bored and I haven't even started to clean. So unmotivated. Maybe some music will liven up my steps and do the work for me. Where's the on button on this thing? Donger. Oh, it's a German name, I think. High quality. I'll press it. Oh, shortwave. Or Citizens Band. Breaker, breaker for the Sage of the Clown, the Bandit. Any flip-flops out there on the 420?
I am greatness.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. This is Seizu the Clown. I'm trying to tune in an FM station, like maybe a college or community station. Any station that's ever played Gary Wilson, basically.
I am from the planet Helenus.
Do they still have those? I love any restaurant with a small memorabilia collection, or any niche museum with a buffet.
What planet are you on? In what galaxy?
Is that an expression, or literally? Planet. What planet? Gee, I gotta run through the whole list first. Oh, Earth. And galaxy? Milky Way.
Earth. In the Milky Way galaxy. I will now transport myself using those coordinates.
No, I wouldn't go by my directions. Also, heads up, the planet is mostly water, so pick a nice dry spot. Unless you're a fish or folk man.
Silence.
Oh, I get it. We can't both talk at once. Roger. Over.
Prepare to be invaded.
Okie doke. Ah, I should have gotten a deli platter. I didn't think I'd have guests since I don't live here, and I came to clean. Oh, came to clean. Gee whiz, I got off track. Better make up the lost time and do some vacuuming.
I am materializing and will destroy.
Oh. Oh, wait, little mister. Oh, man, I'm sorry. You in there?
Hello, I am back. My animals were fine. And you successfully cleaned the laboratory?
Yeah. I made a little mistake, but I sucked it up.
Ah, good. Dust off and keep going.
Yep, that's the plan.
What are you doing, Seizu?
Oh, I'm trying to make a corn cob pipe out of a can of corn and a signed photo of Lee J. Cobb.
Don't do that. Try one of these Manson cigarettes that a sponsor sent over.
All right. Oh, yeah, they draw real good.
Enjoy that cool, refreshing Manson tobacco flavor.
Yeah, it's full of flavor. And it gets you high. Not high. Whatever it is the cigarettes do.
They relax you. And kill you.
Yeah, they collax. Hard not to look cool, though.
Yep. And refreshing.
Yep. It's weird how something so refreshing can make you feel like puking if you hit it too hard.
Well, all things in moderation.
Yeah. Except with comedy. Then I'll go all in. We'll be right back, kids.
Hey, Butch, Lou. Lou, I want to talk with you guys for a second.
What is it? I have to shove a chicken in my pants.
It's about the Seizu character.
You're doing great. Keep going.
Awesome. Stay golden, clowny boy.
It's just that I'm not sure I'm making good choices on the voice.
Voice is fine.
Am I really capturing what we want Seizu to be?
What we want Seizu to be is just there.
What do you mean?
He means anything you do is fine.
But you want it to be good, don't you?
Doesn't have to be.
What do you mean?
He means we just need to get sued by Bozo.
What?
We're just trying to get Bozo to sue us. You know, for stealing Bozo stuff.
But the name is different.
That's our whole ace in the hole. You see, we get publicity out of getting sued, but at the end of the day, we'll win because it's an altogether different thing.
Oh, that's really depressing.
What's depressing about not being able to fail no matter how incompetent you are?
It's just that I have some self-respect.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no way of telling that just by looking at you.
Very funny, but I don't want to copy something else, you know? I want to be original.
Originality is something you argue in court to people who don't understand culture.
Captain Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo Show.
Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo Show. Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo. It's a new show. Captain Kangaroo Show. It's a new show. Sometimes he's a king. He's still got the rabbit. He's still got the bear. Mr. Green Jeans died, though. He's not there. Captain Kangaroo Show. Kangaroo Show. Captain Kangaroo Show. It's new. Captain Kangaroo. Who show?
Next stop is Let It Go Jump Jen. Let's see how the body pump is. Don't be late. Let It Go Jump Jen.
Goodness. Now remember, nostalgia is only disgusting in other people. For us, it's a real deep appreciation of historical things. And it just happens to coincide with a time of our lives where we could sit there pantless eating a Pop-Tart. And we pine sometimes for that, but it doesn't mean that there isn't something intrinsically great about Gilligan's Island. No, there isn't. Oh my goodness. No, nostalgia is not bad. What if I'm nostalgic for when a time, I don't know. Ubi Sunt, where are they now? Maybe you're nostalgic for a time that never existed. I'd like to imagine what it was like if I was still in the womb, and we were all in the womb, and when we were just all floating in warm liquid. So I'll go to public pools sometimes in the heat of winter, and I'll look for the people that look like they've had the most lemonade to drink.
And I'll say, oh, we're all floating in the same liquid. But I don't want that. I was born, and I don't remember it, but I know that there was probably a reason that I emigrated from Womonia, or whatever it was called, the land of the uterus. And I said, I'm going to try some live in some other place. And I stepped out, and it was lovely. What's the one where the guy lives with Balky? That was like something, Perfect Strangers. That's what my life was like originally. And so I've left Balky land, which was my mom, and now I'm out here in the wild. I have a new roommate, which is y'all, everybody that's alive. And I was once not alive, and now I am, and too soon for me, I will be gone again. Well, I don't know when. No, I'm just saying, but if it's 500 years, it's too soon, because I've got plans, and they're messed up if I die sooner than 400 or 500 years. Then my whole investment portfolio is just, it might as well be trash in the garbage. Because that's how long I need, because entire continents need to fall before a lot of things fall into place. It's just as far as things I've got some money in. And, I'm not going to go into it right now. My investment strategies are a little bit bizarre because I use a time machine instead of an accountant. And you all, if you had access to the things that I have access to, yes, I also use conventional data and dice. And you probably, you do too. Don't roll the dice. Good God, no. Dice Clay, I call him, I say, hey, you know, you got any stock tips? And he goes, hickory dickory dock, your stock tips are, and blah, 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 naughty, naughty, adult, adult. But I can figure out what he's saying. And, I make the investment, and, I feel like people say, do you day trade? And I was saying, I didn't know you could do it at night. But now that I know you could, I'll be at that overnight stock exchange going, oh, there are crickets going. Go, hey, man, I'd like to buy, when whatever Crisco hits $43, buy 10 shares of Crisco for $43. How much is that? $430. All right, can I give it to you later? I'm so sleepy. Because I'm doing a lot of night trading. Now, you don't have to follow me. Oh my goodness, I hope you are. I hope you're listening to me. This is better than what I've been listening to. I've got one of those multiband radio receivers. Now, what you're listening on now, I don't know, but it's getting FM. It might be the computer. So everything is out the window doors. I'm talking about radio. So if you are listening to radio, you're listening to it on FM. Fantastic. Very classic. FM, very, very classic waves. So I've been also listening to shortwave, which is, been around since the Jurassic. And the shortwave is interesting because everything is in Spanish. No, some of it, it's all religious. Some of it is in Spanish because there's a radio station in Miami that you can still get that says, hey, if you're in Cuba right now, take a look at those cars. Are you really happy? And then, but the rest of it is all people going, oh, Jesus and all, letting everyone know, I guess. Because the radio, if you haven't, it'd be interesting, though. If you're on shortwave, and that's the first everybody you've ever heard of Jesus. You go, man, I've been doing a lot of things. I've been in the shortwave. This is crazy. Someone miles away. But what's interesting to me is there's one where they've got British accents. And when the British say Jesus' name, it sounds like they're reacting to like a bad masonry job. That they've come home and the bricklayers just laid the wall all wrong, and they look at it and they go, Christ, Christ, like that. And I don't mean to, oh gosh, I hope I'm not using anything in vain. I know for 100% fact that's not what the commandment means. So that's all right. But nobody cares what they literally mean anymore anyway. It's whatever somebody has the most power thinks. But it doesn't mean that. It means when you say you're doing something in God's name, which all politicians say that. But and then you'll say, like, gosh darn it, and they'll go, you're death. It's just a silly game they play. But it's really worse, though, to curse others in the public spirit. And that's like cursing God, isn't it, when you curse anyone's babies. I was with a fella in a bar, and he insulted a friend's baby. And it took a minute to sink in. He wasn't a friend of mine. He was a friend of a friend of a friend or something. And my friend, it wasn't a bar. It was a restaurant that had a bar. And she had a baby. And the guy looked at the baby and insulted the baby's looks. This isn't a setup for a joke. This is just, and I thought, good Lord. I didn't really know what to say. Because, like, I feel like if you insult somebody's baby, then how do you feel about people? You know, where's your heart? And what kind of love is that? And I realize the people that do have love in their heart are much easier to spot. Why? Oh, because they're somehow wounded. I don't know. But I think that if you have love in your heart, you can't tolerate suffering for very long, maybe a little bit, and then something kicks in. You go, wait a minute, no, stop. I feel that way sometimes when I'm in the middle of chasing a bug or something. I go, I'm just going to trap and release, even though it's just a bug. And I could be eating a hamburger, so it's completely hypocritical. But it does have to do with feelings and compassion. So after the fact, it's hard. But I do try to not actively kill anything. I wonder, do I? I don't know. There's consequences for everything, my goodness. But I don't think I think I'd rather be a hypocrite and come out on the side of love than be some consistent, hard-hearted person, right? I'd rather say, oh my gosh, I'm a loving person. If you're a loving person, why do you do this or that or the other thing? Oh no, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm going to go struggle with it. But a hard-hearted person, so they say, well, I'm not a hypocrite. So, well, you gotta give him credit. He's consistently, violent psychopath or something like that. Well, no, I think it's better if somebody is struggling. And I'm struggling all the time, whether I'm doing the right or wrong thing. I try. Now, who knows if I'm winning or losing or how close I'm getting? And you might say, you're doing terrible, Hardy, or you're doing great. But that's because I haven't offended you yet, and I'm not setting out to. Unlike 59, I don't know how many people in radio are setting out to offend you or media, because that gets you to, you know. I've found that by being nurturing, you know, if I'm competing head-to-head with those who are trying to hurt you, my nurturing, I'm losing. So but that's okay. I think that's all right. That doesn't mean, it probably means that I'm doing it wrong. But I don't think it means that if something's looking out for you, if someone's a voice on there saying, I do care about you and others care, and not even enough to care about you so much, I don't have a book. That's how much I care about you. I don't have a book. So I'd buy your book. I know you would. And I'd break my heart because I don't have anything to put in it. I guess I could come up with something, but that's cynical to me. So I'd buy your album. I don't have one. And I don't. What about your fragrance? I don't have a fragrance. It's so crazy, my level of celebrity, to not have one. And it's been suggested so many times. You got to get a whiskey. You got to get a fragrance. You got to get a wine. You got to get a... somehow a product for the, like, cleaning product for the bathroom or for the toilet, some kind of liquid plumber situation, or just one that fights mold that you spray on. Oh, Does it even work? Can you be disciplined enough to spray down that shower after every time you use it? If you can, if you're disciplined enough to spray down your shower with orange-scented alcohol every time you use it, you will not get any of the mold or mildew things in the cracks, in the tile cracks, the tile caulking area. And I'm not selling that. I'm not selling anything. My goodness. I listen to AM, which is like comes in like it's coming from the moon sometimes. And I'll just, you know, and I'll have no range or just be like that. And be telling me about all sorts of powder, itchy powder. Apparently people who listen to AM are itchy, really damp and itchy. And so they need powder and other things like that. I don't know exactly. I haven't been listening for very long. I used to listen to quite a bit of talk radio because I wanted to get some tips, you know? I know that's strange. So, well, you get tips from typical talk radio? That feels like the opposite of what you're going after, Hardy. Oh, I see. That's right. So I can't do some kind of mirror image of a thing I've never seen or heard. So what I do is I try to learn from those who might be using the medium incorrectly. And I come on and... Now, you know, I can't... And none of the techniques are useful to me. For instance, the sort of us and them thing, like we're smart, they're dumb kind of thing, or I can't do that. You know, I'm way more that we're dumb. Aren't we all dumb?
No.
I am. So I can't, it's very tough for me to do that one. But I'd love to be a clown and say, I can hold on to my dignity, even though I've glued something to my nose.
What?
I have glued a microphone windscreen to my nose, and I am Myko the Clown. Now, Nozo, am I Nozo the Clown? I am 57 the Clown or something. I don't even know what I am. I'm sure the Clown. And it's fun. You're talking to my nose, you will not pop because I've got this beautiful foam thing glued on with spirit gum, which is made from the dead. That's why they call it that. Oh, spirit gum. Tell me now, how many people have also used this nose? When I was in college, which I was in there only briefly, it was a week or two as a part of a social experiment, I had a job as a clown at a putt-putt, and I had to share the nose with, there was a couple other clowns, I think, so we did shifts, because there had to be a clown going all 24-7, I think. And so you glued the nose, you'd take we didn't have their own nose, we'd share one, and you'd be gluing the same thing to your nose as someone else had glued to theirs. And I didn't know what crust was spirit gum and what crust was the whatever residuals that the other clowns were had providing nasally. And that was terrible. My goodness. I'd rather share underpants and then that having someone else's nose situation on right up onto yours. Oh, gosh. I'm feeling repulsed right now thinking about it. Maybe they sense that when people see clowns. Like, you can't smell it, but they... Argh. I had to put on a gorilla suit sometimes for another thing. And the odor, that's a super unique odor. I guess it smells like a biker's pants. Not all bikers, but the leather ones. You know, the inside of a gorilla suit. Because what happens is, a lot of times it'll be for a bar or something. And they won't know that you can get them cleaned. And so they'll go decades. And if you have a suit that maybe that was a gorilla suit that was used back when bars had cigarettes, that's interesting too. It's like wrapping yourself up with 70s carpet. Which, oh my gosh, Halloween costume idea. Just do that. That's so funny. I remember these fellas that had killed somebody, wrapped the body up in old carpet, put it at the curb, and, you know, they don't take carpet at the curb. You have to either cut it up or have it paid. And, gosh, that backfired, right? They thought they were so clever. Use that as a detail in one of your detective fiction books. I know who you are. Right now, you're listening. Your name is Leona, and you write detective fiction. And you can use that in your story. The radio murders, like that one. I love it. I love your ideas.
You're taking my ideas.
When I do that, I do a fear of, like, what if I randomly am correct? How terrifying. I don't want to scare anybody with my ability to see. Let me see if I can see something. I never know when I do this experiment. No one ever calls me and tells me, okay, it was correct. Roberta and Marion and... So it has a hair clip. That's all I'm getting. Oh, my friends, thank you for joining me. This has been Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide across this beautiful globe, bringing you Freeform Radio the way you know it was meant to be and the way that you know that you and I are meant to be together. Not in a creepy way like in Eminem's Stan, but I just mean like we're both finding ourselves on this earth at the same time. What a blessing. And I just want to reach out and say to you that I recognize your struggle and that I appreciate your time and that you spend any time with my silliness that I've made. And it blesses me greatly when I hear from you too. And I want you to support us during this hellraiser that's still going on during October. And send some pledgy money to us. Because if you think this is vital and a vital lifeline to those who care, then do that to free thinking. Free thinking is on the line. So let's step up and support it. And you can do it in my name is a lovely way to do it. Say, Hardy's got me thinking freely and it hurts, but I love it. Exactly. Use it, lose it, moose it, guys, or booze it, snooze it, or booze it. See you again.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. Twins' name was Ebony. Twins' name was Mahogany. Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. Twins' name was Ebony.
Like your own. To sustain this 24-hour transmission, please donate today. https://wfmu.org. One half scroll downward, click the word pledge now. From there I will leave it to the spirit to guide you. Dearest listener, my dear generous intelligent listener, October is come. October is come. The Hellraiser in its sidecar. Donate today. October is come. Breezing like a Harley D down that spiraling thoroughfare we call time. The Hellraiser in its sidecar. Palms outstretched in the crisp autumn air, careening into the ever earlier sunset. Please donate today. https://wfmu.org. Enter. https://wfmu.org. Into your browser's query field. That's correct. A listener just like yourself. Can use an internet just like your own. To sustain this 24-hour transmission. Please donate today. https://wfmu.org. One half, scroll downward, click the words pledge now. From there I will leave it to the spirit to guide you. Dearest listener, my dear generous intelligent listener, October is come. October is come. The Hellraiser in its sidecar. Donate today. October is come. Breezing like a Harley D down that spiraling thoroughfare we call time. The Hellraiser in its sidecar. Palms outstretched in the crisp autumn air, careening into the ever earlier sunset. Please donate today. https://wfmu.org. Enter. https://wfmu.org.